his sympathy with Beautiful Thing, who has, it is very clear, been gang raped for 3 days up and down in the white dress, that's the line, is really staggering. It's a staggering identification with this figure, but it's also a kind of fascination with somebody who underwent that experience and still survived. So there's a little tinge of strange lust. It's more than a tinge, actually. He speaks about it frankly, but under the frankness, there's something else. And the bravery of Williams is that he'll talk about this. He's out there. He's up front about what he's feeling, meaning, and trying for. Right, right. That's pretty amazing. All desired women have a busted nose. You know, it is a peculiar idea around sexuality. It obviously wants to talk about violence and about the overridingness of desire. Do you know what I mean? But the metaphors in which he can do that, let's say at that time, or that are available to him in his imagination, are inadequate. You could talk about desire or this overridingness without implying that you have to beat up a woman to mark that desire. It's very peculiar when you think about it. So there's a lot, you know, I mean, we're really talking about the sex gender issues in Patterson. There are other things to talk about. The despoiling of America, you know, it's the torturing of creatures, the ecological imagination of this, is another strand where he can't make the connection totally except by putting them on the same page together between the despoiled female and the despoiled muscles that are boiled and their pearls are ruined to open them up. He makes it and he doesn't make it. Because in the one instance, it's clear that he doesn't want those mussels boiled and the pearls ruined. These are freshwater mussels, apparently once endemic. And on the other hand, he still can say, you know, what you quoted: we have to crack her nose to mark her that she's been desired. I mean, what's the difference between the mussel and the woman, yeah, right? So the complicated ethical questions. Poetical, not ethical meaning judge the poem, bad poem, must not read it, must purify my eyes, you know, and so on. I love this poem. This is a very important American poem.